Name of our God, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Ezekiel 36, 26 and 27. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees. Be careful to keep my laws. This is God's word. Well, it's the time of year. Time to make our New Year's resolutions. All the things that we've wanted to change about ourselves and about our lives. This is it. The big chance. Okay. So maybe some of us have been here more than a few times already. I wonder how many times I have made some resolutions and been excited about them. Now, maybe I've made that same resolution for 30 years. But this year, it's going to be different, right? This year, I will change. Any guesses on the top New Year's resolutions for 2019? According to Statistica, number one resolution in 2018 was saving money. Following closely behind was losing weight, getting in shape. Others included more marital intimacy, traveling more, reading more books, learning a new skill or hobby, buying a new house, and last but not least, quitting that nasty smoking habit. So how did we do? U.S. News reported that by the second week of February, 80% of those who set New Year's resolutions had fallen off the wagon and had given up. But hope springs eternal, right? This is the year. This year, I will change. Well, I've got some good news for you, some bad news. What should we start with? The bad news? Get it over with? Here's the bad news. Nothing is going to change in 2019. Remember the words of wise Solomon? Ecclesiastes 1, what has been will be again. What has been done will be done again. There is nothing new under the sun. There will still be war, hatred, violence, injustice in 2019. There'll be domestic abuse and divorce. There'll be sickness, disease. There will be overdoses and senseless murders. The stock market will go up and down, up, down, and down some more. There'll be hurricanes and tornadoes, wildfires, and earthquakes. People we know and love will get sick and pass away. Politicians will still be bickering, and despite all their promises, will not be able to find answers to the real struggles that our country faces. You know, the humanists in the late 1900s told us that the human race was on the threshold of a new and a glorious era. Science and medicine, human ingenuity, the enlightened mind was going to usher in a new heaven on earth. And then came the carnage of World War I, the war to end all wars, though it wasn't the end of all wars. Shortly thereafter, the Holocaust and the horrors of World War II. 70-some years have passed, and these same demons are haunting us. Our human ingenuity has brought about some of the most convenient things imaginable, right? And yet, we are more anxious, more stressed, more depressed, and more suicidal than ever before. We live in a world that's been cursed, and in bodies that groan under that same curse. And if we think that is going to change in 2019, we're going to be terribly disappointed. God cursed this world for a reason, and that reason is not going to change in 2019. Fallen world, a broken world, is and cannot be our final home. Romans chapter 8, the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, God, in hope that the creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the freedom and glory of the children of God. This brokenness that we live with, the tears, the frustration, the fears, they are meant to fill us with a longing for something better, a longing to be with God, a longing to be home in heaven. The sooner we come to grips with the fact that sinking our roots here in this world, that trying to find the good life, a happy life, the sooner we realize that the things of this world and the people of this world, they cannot fill this emptiness inside of us, the sooner we acknowledge and live by the realities, the truths that God's word teaches us, the sooner we're going to stop being so shocked, so frustrated, and so disappointed when life in this world doesn't seem to get better, but only worse as the years go by. It's easy, I think, to get sucked into this idea, this lie, that Happy New Year means that our lives will be trouble-free, more prosperous, healthier. And I suppose for some of us, a more prosperous and healthier New Year might be in the cards, but that doesn't mean that happier automatically follows. A happier new year will only be a sham, a mist, chasing after the wind, if it's built on the things of a broken world. Like Jesus said, the rains will come down, the streams will rise, the winds will blow and beat against that house, and it will fall with a great crash. Now, I said there was good news, didn't I? And there is the best news imaginable. Yes, nothing is going to change in 2019, which means God is not going to change in 2019. Now, there is a truth that we can build on a solid rock foundation, if there's any. In fact, all the hope and the confidence that we have for a happy new year really rests solely in that truth, right? The fact that God does not, will not, and cannot change. James says, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. God's providence and his protection will not change in 2019. As he has done since the beginning, God will continue to provide sunshine and rain, food and drink, clothing and shoes, house and home, and not just to those people who put their trust in him, but even to those who deny him, because that's the way God is, and he doesn't change. He will continue to send his angels to watch over us, defending us from all danger, guarding and protecting us from all evil. And his eye will be on us 24 hours a day. He does not slumber or sleep. That will not change. He knows when every sparrow hits the ground, and you are so much more valuable than they. In Numbers, we read, God is not human that he should lie, not a human being that he should change his mind. Does he speak and then not act? Does he promise and not fulfill? God will not change in 2019. Every promise that he has spoken, every word, he will fulfill. And the scripture is full of beautiful promises. Call on me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you will honor me. Whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be given to you. Ask, seek, knock, right? God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate you from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. These are promises from God. And as you move into this new year, you can count on every word that God has spoken. But there's more. In Malachi 3:6, we read, "For I, the Lord, do not change. Therefore you, O sons of Jacob, are not consumed." This is huge. God's love, God's forgiveness will not change. No matter what you do, no matter how many times you fall, no matter how far you fall, God is there waiting with open arms. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son. If he made that kind of investment, sacrificed his own son for you and for me, he's not going to leave us hanging. But he's going to be there to see us through. Thank God that his love, that his mercy, that his compassion will not and cannot change. There's still more. Paul says in Philippians, "For I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus." The covenant that God made with you in your baptism, it's not going to change. When God came to you, baptism, he said, "You are mine." When he promised that he would watch over you, guide you, care for you as he brings you homeward toward heaven, he meant it. And even if you were to forsake him, he will not forsake you. He does not change. He is boundless mercy. He will not give you what you truly deserve. And he is limitless grace, which means he will continue to pour his love out on you, even though you and I don't deserve it. There's one more thing that definitely will not change in 2019. God's desire that all be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. The people you know and love who do not know and love Jesus, they're in God's heart. He is working in his mysterious ways, looking for doors, open windows, any opportunity he can to speak his love into their lives, his love for them. Will not change. He will not forget. So, my friends, whatever happens in 2019, if the earth begins to tremble and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, the God, the Almighty, the unchanging, he is with us. So come hell or high water, it's going to be a happy new year. But the critical question that leaves us with is this. The world is going to change. The world is not going to change, excuse me. God is not going to change. Are you going to change? This is where the conversation started, right? Because there's so many things in our lives that we wish we could change. Like, why don't I show my wife that I love her a little more? Or why am I so impatient with my coworkers? Or why am I so ungrateful when God has blessed me so abundantly? And why am I so easily angered with the people who love me most? why do I do things that I don't want to do and constantly fail to do those things that I truly want to do? If you remember, Paul wrestled with those very same questions in Romans chapter 7. There's an enemy living inside of us that cannot, that will not be reformed. At least not by our own thinking or choosing, no matter how strong our willpower might be. So why? Why do we have such trouble keeping our New Year's resolutions? Why do we struggle and fail so often to make the changes that we sincerely and honestly want to make? The number one reason, I believe, is that we lean way too heavily on ourselves or on people or the things of this broken world, on our willpower, on our ingenuity. And we fail to acknowledge the crucial reality that the Bible teaches, that there's nothing good that lives in us, in our sinful nature, that we cannot, that we will not change. Ask a recovering addict. They have learned the lesson well. They can't do it on their own. And we're all the same. We're all addicted to our sin and our self-destructive behaviors. If we want to experience change, real change, lasting change, genuine change, that change has to come from the outside. And it's been that way from the very beginning. I mean, Adam and Eve, they would have never come out from behind that tree. They would have never fessed up. God had to step in. And that's what Christmas is all about, isn't it? God stepping into this world to make the change that we cannot make on our own through his life, through his death, and through his resurrection. While Jesus was here, he preached love and compassion for the people of this world that most people can't even begin to fathom. We'll be looking at that in depth in our Epiphany series. We need to understand that the change that Jesus came to make in this world was much deeper than just changing the way we act on the outside. Jesus came to change our hearts, to melt these hard hearts of stone, give us hearts of flesh, hearts that beat after God's own heart, hearts that love like God loves, that are overflowing with compassion and mercy, that think and do and say the things that only God thinks and does and says. The scriptures make it clear that only God can make that kind of a change. Only God can give us those kinds of hearts. And that he only makes that change in us through his word and through his sacrament. Bible, through baptism, and through his meal of remembrance and forgiveness. So if we really want to change in 2019, then we're going to need to spend more time plugging ourselves into the only true source of power to change. So my friends, I pray that I was wrong when I said that nothing will change in 2019. I pray that God will change you and me. I pray that he will open our eyes to see that the most important time spent each day in this new year is the time we spend with him in his word, worshiping, meditating, prayer, and praise. And I also pray that as we do that, God will open our eyes to see how his gospel love has been and continues to work incredible change in this world. And that is done mostly through his people. People like William Wilberforce or Nelson Mandela, Martin Luther King Jr., Billy Graham. If you don't know their stories, you should look into it. God changed these men and millions of men and women like them, and then used them to change the world. How about this for a New Year's resolution? Seeking help from God, asking God, how can you change me so I can change the world? Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let's rise and join together in confessing our common Christian faith. We use the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became fully human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who in unity with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.